People cheered as San Francisco Superior Court Judge Patrick Mahoney announced the temporary suspension of the case based on a typographical error in the landowner's paperwork.
He won today. Mm-hmm. They'll probably be back, but he won today.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm very glad to
see you. Jose Morales has lived in his house in the Mission for over 40 years. The owner of the building, Ara Telerian, is using the controversial Ellis Act to evict him. Morales has health problems and leans on a shopping cart as he walks. He is perhaps an unlikely figure to represent the fight against gentrification in San Francisco. But his eviction is seen by tenants' rights advocates as representing a larger conflict over the future of the city.
This case is fundamentally about a senior tenant's right to keep his home of 40 years and about a really bad law, the Ellis Act.
Miguel Wooding is the executive director of the Eviction Defense Collaborative.
So the Ellis Act is a state law, and it puts limits on what places like San Francisco can do in their rent control laws. So it says San Francisco and other cities around the state can't have rent control laws that provide too much protection for tenants. In particular, all rent control laws have to allow landlords to evict all of the tenants in a building by going through a certain specified process. So they have to do all of the things that the law requires, but once they've done that, they can kick everybody out.
Jose Morales spoke to KPFA outside the courthouse a few minutes after being served with papers that are preliminary to his eviction. Until today, Morales has avoided being served these papers by hiding out where sympathizers are able to host him.
I feel awfully bad. I mean, I'm very sick. I'm in pain all the time. I cannot sleep well. I'm very poor, and I have been living in my home for 42 years. We have to preserve affordable housing for the senior, disabled, and low income. Our affordable stock is dwindling, and we need everybody to fight for their homes.
But Morales is not alone in his struggle. Calvin Welch compiles information for the Council of Community Housing Organizations.
There has been a dramatic increase for luxury condominiums being built and approved at an extraordinary rate in San Francisco and specifically in the Mission. The dramatic increase in housing costs in San Francisco has been a phenomenon of the last 20 years.
Not everyone shares Woodring and Morales' criticism of the Ellis Act. Zach Utrecht is the lawyer who represents Telerian, the landowner seeking Morales' eviction.
The Ellis Act is a state law that allows landlords of buildings to go out of the residential rental business. I think the most important thing about the Ellis Act is that it is the only solution available for owners of buildings that cannot afford to repair them due to the limits on income imposed by rent control.
Utrecht says Telerian invoked the Ellis Act as a last recourse after unsuccessfully trying to temporarily evict Morales in order to make repairs on his apartment.
In Mr. Morales' case, the owner attempted to get a permit to fix up the entire building and promised Mr. Morales that he would return Mr. Morales to his unit at a rent that was lower than that allowed by rent control, and with a promise not to Ellis the building. And Mr. Morales did not accept that offer and instead appealed the building permit, and the city refused to issue a building permit to the owner.
Senate Bill 464, a state measure that would limit use of the Ellis Act, has stalled in committee and is not expected to be up for a vote this year. Meanwhile, Jose Morales, who says he is committed to fighting for his home, may be thrown out of his apartment by San Francisco sheriffs in as little as a month.